Today on the Trending 55 Hot Seat, we're pleased to be joined on the line right now by Dimitris Nikolaidis, the Minister of Education for the province of Alberta. First of all, sir, thanks for taking the time to join us here today.
Of course, always happy to be on.
All right. Well, one of the first things we want to talk about here today is the fact that, well, we're now at that time of the year where schools are starting back up. Some are back in this week, some next week. But regardless, the school season is here. I guess, first of all, get to some of your thoughts, I guess, on the fact that we're now at that season again.
Yeah, well, it's, I know, always an exciting time for kids and some hesitation as well. Maybe new classes, new friends, returning to see old friends as well. I know it's always that exciting time for kids and families. We wish everybody all the very best as they get the new school year underway. And we hope, and I want to extend my wishes to everyone. I hope that it's a successful year for all of our students.
Now, there are some interesting things going on in Alberta schools over the next little bit for the school year, including some school divisions, including some in our region, piloting the new draft kindergarten K-6 social studies curriculum. I know this has been a process that has been going on for a little while now. What are kind of some of the main things kind of in that new curriculum there?
Yeah, absolutely. As you mentioned, we'll have a number of schools across the province who have put up their hands and volunteered to help pilot the curriculum, which is great. We need that piloting to help refine the curriculum before we put it officially in place next year. The new social studies curriculum gives students a strong foundation in history and gives them the tools that they're going to need to be critical thinkers and be responsible and active citizens in our society. So we've completed a revamp of the K-6 curriculum. Some things that we'll see in there is some more talk about multiculturalism and Indigenous communities and perspectives and histories, some more pieces to help students become critical thinkers, such as distinguishing fact from opinion and understanding how to form their own conclusions. So we're really excited that so many schools have volunteered to pilot the curriculum, and I think that's going to help us to just make sure that it's absolutely perfect.
And for those schools out there that have taken upon the process of piloting in this draft curriculum, what kind of supports are they going to be getting as part of this process here?
Yeah, so we do have some dollars set aside to help those school divisions, as well as release days and other resources to help school boards and individual teachers that want to pilot. As I mentioned, we do have some dollars that are set aside in the budget to help with the process. And I'm really confident that the process will be successful. I think an important piece of evidence around this is the fact that so many schools have and school boards have volunteered across the province, including, as you mentioned, some in the region there. We are supporting those schools with some additional resources for staff and funding so that they have all the tools that they need as they go through this process.
Another big thing in the Alberta schools this year is the noticeable lack of cell phones and electronic devices in the classroom. I know this has been something that your office had been discussing with several school boards around here. What was kind of some of the reasons behind putting in this sort of ban, if you will, on the electronic devices in the classrooms?
Yeah, well, two main reasons, I would say. You know, number one, they're a significant source of distraction. You know, one study that I saw showed that just having a cell phone or some personal mobile device on a desk was enough of a distraction to cause a group of learners to recall and remember less information than another classroom that didn't have any of those devices on the table. So they weren't even allowed to use them. They just had them on the table, but that was enough of a distraction. So they can be significant sources of distraction. And secondly, there can be concerns around mental health. Of course, if students are accessing and using mobile devices to access social media and overdoing it, that can negatively impact mental health. And we know there are significant mental health concerns in our schools. It is something that is growing of importance and concern. So if we can switch off the phones, if we can turn off the social media sites, and we can help our kids focus on their academics and focus on building relationships with one another and having conversations, you know, hopefully we can alleviate some of those concerns.
And finally, whenever we have guests join us here at the Trending 55 Pops, you always like to throw in a little bit of a fun personal question in there. Now, of course, we all know a popular thing for the kids getting back to school is the question of, what did you do on your summer vacation? So, in that theme, Minister, what was kind of the, I guess, highlight of your summer?
Well, I was fortunate this year. My family is originally from Greece. My parents are from there. I'm born and raised in Calgary, but my parents are originally from Greece, and I got the opportunity to spend some time over there this summer. So that was a highlight with the whole family, just to switch off for a little bit and enjoy some summer days there, which was really nice. So we were really fortunate this year.
Sounds like it was must have been a lot of fun there. Demetrius Nikolaitis, the Education Minister for the Province of Alberta, thanks for joining us here today.
My pleasure. Anytime. All the best to you.